Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Today we have feedback from Melissa, who says,
Project Drop. Ha! I honestly don't know what this is, but mainly because I've never done it. As soon as the book is finished, I need to get it to betas, then editor, then publish, then advertise, and meanwhile, I've started the next book. Nothing I do is ever treated as an accomplishment. There's always one more thing down. Not sure if this is good or bad.
No, I'm kind of with you on that, Melissa. I've been celebrating a little more recently because I'm trying to gin myself up to be back in the groove. But generally speaking, like you, I keep multiple things going at once. So it is just a matter of moving on to the next thing, maybe having a brief moment of triumph, but not really marking a dramatic end because, like you, I have found that that leads inevitably to project drop. It's also one of the reasons I often have 3 to 4 writing projects going at any one time. Not only can I hop between projects when I'm blocked, but when I hit the end of a project, I've immediately got something else to go into, so the project drop is less likely. I'm actually suffering from project drop a little bit right now, I think, because finishing the Autodidact's Bible was such a momentous achievement in my own head. I had more or less convinced myself it was unfinishable. And then, in the space of 2 evenings, I finished up what I thought was going to be an impossible task. And that's kind of screwing with my head a little bit. But yeah, normally, I'm with you on that.
On Westerns. I think the other aspect as to why there was never a fan group for the Westerns is a lot of those readers, especially in the 70s to 90s, were older males. This was a story they enjoyed, but not something they really socialized about.
Well, I think you're half right on that. There wasn't a lot of socialization or fanish activity around Westerns in the way that you saw it accreting around science fiction, especially. But in terms of the demographics of the audience, the aging out of the generation that made the Western films doesn't quite explain it, because the generation that grew up on Western films and was consuming gobs of Westerns in the 60s and 70s were the boomers, and they were kids at the time. But something else did happen in the 70s that changed not just the Westerns, but changed adventure fiction and led to a dramatic and protracted decline among several genres that were traditionally male-dominated. And that is, men stopped going into editing and publishing. Starting in the mid-70s, the editorial staffs, the acquisitions editors, and the slush readers and everything got this influx of freshly graduated women from liberal arts colleges, and women basically took over all of publishing at the bottom level, at the acquisitions and slush point. Over the course of the last 30 or 40 years, they've come to dominate the entire profession at all the major publishing houses. But that initial filter coincides very markedly with a massive decline in Westerns, men's adventure, and other similar genres right at that same time. And one of the reasons is that stories written for men don't necessarily appeal quite as much to women slush editors as they would to men slush editors. And so the gatekeeping part of the chain got broken, and that audience became underserved. And my secondary evidence for this is that since the publishing world opened back up with indie, the audience for male-centered stories and reading has exploded. Male SF is going crazy gangbusters. Westerns are back like they haven't been in a long, long time. Men's adventure is a growing field. And it's because there is a big market that just stopped being served for a long time. Not really because anyone meant to, just because the people doing the buying didn't have the same story interests as the people doing the reading. By buying, I mean buying manuscripts for publication. And by reading, I mean reading books once they were published. And anytime you have a disconnect like that, the market basically breaks. And so what you see is you get a constricting of the supply as a result of this, and also a consequent decline in readership because the books in these genres that do get bought don't necessarily match the tastes of the audience. And so you get the idea that circulates up through publishing to the point where it was accepted dogma when I started trying to break in, that men just don't read anymore. And the rationale given was that, you know, video games take them away, movies and television takes them away. But given the number of men that have come back into the market since the indies opened it up, I think maybe it was an accidental self-fulfilling prophecy that men do read, but they just don't necessarily read the same things that women like to read, on average. And that audience got forgotten because there weren't people in editorial positions who were, if you'll forgive the buzzword, representative of a potential market. That's one of the reasons why, if you're running a publishing company, it's good to have a variety of acquisitions editors with a variety of interests.
And on NaNoWriMo, next year I want to be part of the challenge, please. I'll try to schedule something that I can start on in November, which is the hard part for me. I'm always in the middle of something, or multiple somethings.
Well, Melissa, I haven't decided how we're going to allocate the challenge next year. I'm thinking about doing something where we can play along with multiple people in the audience. I'm thinking of perhaps picking an audience member to come in, and I'm thinking of doing neither, and I'm not really sure what I'm going to do yet. We do have a slate of 4 writers already booked. I'm trying to figure out whether we're going to do a 5th or not. It's going to depend, I think, partly on what power and internet look like once we get landed at our off-grid property. But you have thrown your name into the ring, and you were the first, so I'm going to keep you at the top of the list if we decide to bring another writer in, and I'll keep you posted. Thank you very much for writing in, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.